Welcome to Communication Made Simple, a podcast to learn about how to speak with confidence, prepare your message, listen actively, give and receive feedback, and much more. I'm your host, José Mota, a communication coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit www.josemota.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemota.net. Let's get on with the show. Everyone has the potential to become a phenomenal leader, not just formal managers. A leader becomes one when someone else recognizes and follows them for their evident qualities. Successful leaders understand the power of properly speaking to an audience. Whether it's their small team or a large audience for a conference talk. With that in mind, today's episode marks the beginning of a new theme in my Communication Six-Pack series. Let's dive right in. You've probably seen dozens of TED Talks. What makes people want to see them? Usually because speakers that go there have great ideas to share. And what makes them so interesting that people can be engaged for such a long time? I would personally love to acquire such incredible gravitas. They always look so collected and yet so confident. These people are truly inspiring, and I'm telling you there's a way to get there. How do you become more confident and interesting when speaking in front of others? And how do you add that special something that makes people want to listen to what you have to say? Public speaking is quite a big and old topic. I was researching some interesting facts about the subject, and I was surprised to confirm that the origins of speaking in public go all the way back to ancient Greece. Pericles, Socrates, and the Sophists, they all spoke publicly in agoras and forums. Those words are Greek and Latin for open space. If you were to participate in their debates, you would have to develop not only your ways of thinking and rationalizing, but also how to communicate with persuasion and gravitas. Today we'll be exploring the topic of paralanguage. What is that, you ask? It is the set of components that make up the way we speak. We'll be breaking it down into four main topics: pace, volume, tone, and silence. Because the topic is a little longer than my usual, I'm breaking this down in two parts. Today I'm exploring pace and volume, and next week I'll cover tone and silence. Remember to subscribe and tell your friends about the podcast so they can stay up to date. Let's start with pace. As the name accurately suggests, there's an observable difference between talking faster and talking slower. There are no discrete gears like a car does, but it could be argued that there are at least three main gears that people respond to: fast, regular, and slow. Let's start with regular. Think of it as your default register, the one you use most of the time for no particular reason. Typically, you'll use this register for everyday conversation, explaining something fairly simple, like a simple story or something you've worked on, in basic reporting in meetings. The main characteristic of this register is that it has no specific intention, unlike the other two. In fact, most of the time you listen to me speaking, I stick to my default register. There's no fixed default speed. It changes based on the speaker and their circumstance. You might argue that my pace is a bit slower than you would think. And it is. Most of the audience of this podcast is a non-native English speaker, and therefore I adjust my speed to help them understand what I say more easily. I usually talk a wee bit faster. Let's now jump to the faster register. Speaking quickly is quite the undertaking. There are remarkable figures in the public sphere that can speak rather quickly, such as political commentator Ben Shapiro, prominent rapper Eminem, and actor John Mosqueda Jr. They talk fast simply because they can. Should we though? When is it proper to speak just a little bit faster than usual? One of the occasions is when you want to transmit a sense of excitement, urgency, or alarm. Do you know when kids really get excited about something? Have you noticed that they just won't stop talking about something? Another example is when you want to build up a story, an anecdote, or a joke. Good stories have different levels of pacing, which support tension and relief cycles. There's no relief if there's no tension to begin with. And tension can be heightened when you build it up a little bit quicker. Here's an example of a project manager telling her team that a project was completed. Team, I'm pleased to announce that we've successfully completed the project on schedule. It's a testament to everyone's hard work and dedication. Great job, everyone. Now imagine if that were told slower. Should I even try? The key takeaway here is speaking a little bit faster brings excitement or urgency to your message, and it may be used to build up tension that results in a slower, relieving conclusion. Speaking of slower, let's look into it. Whereas fast means exciting and energetic, slow means dramatic and thoughtful. See what I did there? Whenever you want to present a key point, allow people to think, or simply get their attention, all you have to do is slow down. Others will physiologically respond to it. Their brain starts to engage more actively, even though you can't see it. Heart rate usually decreases. If you're lucky, you will notice some of them actually changing the way they hold themselves. Maybe arms changing positions, eyes looking somewhere different, nodding, or even grinning. The sheer fact that there are less words spoken for the same amount of time allows for the listener to absorb them more deeply. It is, in fact, the best way to get people's attention when used sparingly. If you always talk slow, nothing is dramatic or thoughtful. It's just your regular pace. If you've ever heard the saying, if everything is urgent, nothing's urgent, it works the same with pace. The next factor of paralanguage is tone. It is the attitude you imprint through your speech. Conveying a tone makes a world of difference, and you'll see how much in just a minute, because you can in fact say the exact words in different tones and have a completely different intention. That's how important tone is. So let's take a look at some examples. Example 1. Someone says, let's discuss your performance. I can find 3 distinct possible tones in this very sentence. It could be an authoritative tone, which could imply that the discussion will be critical or reprimanding. Another possible tone is a more empathetic tone, which might indicate a desire to understand any challenges someone may be facing and offer to help. A final one could be a more sarcastic tone, which could convey skepticism, disbelief, or sheer dissatisfaction with one's performance. Think of the same sentence and say that yourself out loud in different tones. You will definitely notice a difference. Let's now consider example number 2. Can you please take care of this task? There are a couple of possible tones depending on how you pronounce the phrase. It can be a friendly tone when you're polite and cooperative. Can you please take care of this task? It can also be assertive. Can you please take care of this task? It is firm and decisive, indicating a clear expectation that the task needs to be completed. It can also be potentially condescending. Can you please take care of this task? It could imply that the task is perhaps beneath someone's capabilities. These are just some of the many different forms of tone, and there are so many to count. However, to make things simpler, at least to me, I am reminded of the 4 DISC personality profiles: dominant, influencer, conscientious, and supportive. Each one of them has a unique tone, pun intended. Every time you ask yourself what tone you wish to bring, ask yourself two simple questions. One, what is the focus of the message? A task or a person? Question two, what is the charge of the message? Passive or more active? Combine the two and you get a distinct combination. For example, combining an active charge with a task orientation gets you a tone that is assertive, powerful, and potentially authoritative. By contrast, a passive charge in a people situation gets you a tone that is empathetic, caring, and supportive of others. Understanding who you're talking to will help you adjust your tone to match expectations more effectively. I'm going to end the episode right now. We've talked about pace and tone. Stick around for part two, where we discuss volume and silence. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Stick around and subscribe through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Make it a great day today. Talk soon.